The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of people displaced by conflict has reached the highest level ever recorded. Releasing its annual report on forced displacement, the UN says that by the end of last year, more than 65 million people worldwide were refugees, asylum seekers, or internally displaced. Imogen Folkes reports from Geneva.
War and persecution caused a sharp rise in the number of people forced to flee their homes last year, bringing the global total, UN figures show, to over 65 million. Over half of all refugees come from Syria, Afghanistan and Somalia. Meanwhile, Germany received the most asylum requests. The UN says governments must show unity in the face of such a vast crisis, not just for the sake of refugees, but in the collective human interest.
Voters in the Italian capital Rome have elected their first female mayor. Virginia Raggi of the anti-establishment Five Star Movement has emphatically beaten her rival Roberto Giacchetti in the runoff. Mr. Giacchetti belongs to the centre-left Democratic Party of the Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. The Democratic Party has also lost the mayoral battle in Turin, but its candidates have held on to power in Milan and Bologna. Campaigners have released photographs of personal effects washed up on a beach in Madagascar that could be from the missing Malaysian airliner MH370. Relatives of those on board are being encouraged to look at the images to see if the items belong to their family members. Here's Richard Westcott.
The personal effects don't have names on, but some are quite distinct. There are several bags with recognisable designs. One is tartan, another has the computer game Angry Birds on. Some of the families have put pictures online so that other families spread across the world can see if they recognise anything. It's still very possible that they're nothing to do with the aircraft, that they fell off a boat or were just randomly dumped into the sea. But they were found on the same beach in Madagascar where suspected parts of the aircraft have also washed up.
The British Parliament is being recalled today to pay tribute to the Labour politician Jo Cox, who was killed last week in her constituency. This report from our political correspondent, Eleanor Garnier.
It will be a defiant display of unity. Politics will once again be put to one side. Colleagues and friends of Jo Cox will come to the Commons to remember an MP who many said was a rising star. There have been calls for MPs to break the tradition of sitting in political groupings, with rival parties mixed up in a show of solidarity. It will be a significant moment, not just because party divisions will be put aside, but because the recall of Parliament is a rare event.
World News from the BBC. A suicide bomber in the Afghan capital Kabul has killed at least 14 security guards in an attack targeting their minibus. 8 other people were injured. The Interior Ministry said those killed were Nepalese nationals employed by a company that provides security to Western embassies. 6 people have been killed in southern Mexico in clashes between protesting teachers and security forces. At least 50 others, including many police officers, were injured. The violence broke out as officials in the state of Oaxaca tried to clear a highway blocked by left-wing activists who were protesting against the arrest of 2 high-profile union leaders last week. Reports say most of the dead were young people. The American golfer Dustin Johnson has won the U.S. Open Championships, his first major title. Johnson overturned the 4-shot lead of Ireland's Shane Lowry to clinch victory at the Oakmont Club in Pennsylvania. Here's our golf correspondent, Ian Carter.
Johnson's long-overdue first major was captured in brilliant style, but was overshadowed by a rules controversy that led to him being penalised a shot after his ball moved a minimal distance on the 5th hole. The question surrounded whether he had caused it to move as he prepared to putt. A rules official cleared him at the time, but the USGA examined video footage, and farcically, this left no one knowing Johnson's actual score. Johnson's superb closing birdie then removed any doubt over the outcome, but golf's rulemakers attracted huge criticism from leading players.
The Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has promised to introduce legislation for a plebiscite on same-sex marriage to be held before the end of the year if his coalition wins the general election next month. The opposition Labour Party have labelled the move a platform for homophobia and are instead promising to introduce a bill to legalise same-sex marriage. And that's the latest BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com